Well, hi guys. Thank you for joining in so promptly. How have you all been, firstly? Xiaodong, how are things with you?
Hello?
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 Can you hear us, Xiaodong?
Yeah, it's okay now, yeah. Okay.
Good, good. How have you been? How have things been?
Not bad. Yeah, I just sent an email to the minister about three documents, but I haven't updated the wiki. Yeah.
Okay, no problems. Oh, well, thank you for doing that. That's great. That's great. Anders, how have things been with you?
Yes, I have a lot to do. I read through the ICANN strategic plan, the released one.
Yeah.
In March, and put on the wiki.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I think it's a very important document, a very good document, that has a very comprised overview form, with one single sheet for everything also we are going to look at. It's a good paper.
Excellent.
Summarizes everything, I think. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Xiaodong, how did you find the RSAC reviews? Sorry, SAC reviews. Sorry.
Yeah, RSAC. Yeah. I think I just only finished four documents, but now I think it is not too critical issues far.
Okay. Well, great. We'll make sure we get those uploaded into the wiki. And if you get any moment, if you wouldn't mind just adding them to the table, that'd be really useful. Because I'm actually on vacation at the moment.
Yeah, I tried to update the wiki, but that's now. I sent to the main list for reference for information.
Great. Well, I have one document to upload, which I've been on vacation for the last few days, but I've just about finished the work on the ICANN budget, which was really, really interesting. Weirdly, a very interesting document. You wouldn't think it would be, but what was very interesting in the document was where some of the money had been allocated for SSR and where it had actually been spent. There were certainly a few surprises in there to me about where some of the what should be SSR budget was spent on perhaps more general security issues. So it was a really interesting read. Gave me much more insight into where ICANN intends to spend its money in terms of headcount and what those headcount are and so forth. So I think it's quite a lot of questions have come out of that from me. Say, okay, well, what additional questions do we need to ask of ICANN to help clarify the SSR remit? So it was a really useful document in many respects. I thought it'd be very dull and dry, but actually was very useful. I should be able to upload that in the next just early part of next week. So in terms of again, how are people feeling about carrying on this approach of just keeping going through documents?
Well, Anders, I think we can continue in the same way for a while.
Okay.
we find some. when we have gone through all the relevant documents.
Yeah.
So I think the only way you can do it at this stage.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think it's very true. Xiaodong, are you still comfortable to carry on in this mode and reviewing documents?
Yeah, I think we should continue this work. Yeah, I think it's the first step for us to review all of the documents and review the work for security and the stability and resilience. But I wonder if it is necessary for us to make a summary before the next ICANN meeting. But I'm not sure. But I think that if we review all of the documents, we will draft the summary for every document. But how about to summarize all of the summaries?
I think so. From talking to Alejandro last week, his plan is to put out a sort of public report on where we are in terms of what's going on in the sub-themes and how well we're doing in time for Singapore. I think his intention is to also start using the information that we are gathering as a team, both as Team 1 and Team 2, to start to put together a list of questions that we will be asking of ESSAC, RSAC, CCNSO, GAC, so forth. And those questions, I think, will come out of some of the findings that we have been finding in these documents. Hi, Alice, by the way. Have you just joined us?
Yes, yes. It's Alice Munyo. I've joined you, yes. Long
time. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining in.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I think Alejandro, that plan is to start to craft some questions, interview questions that we can all use. I think the idea is to have a standard set of questions plus any specific targeted questions that we want to give to specific members or specific teams, depending on what we found out. But I think the idea is to take some of the summary work that we've done and use that to create the questions, if that makes sense.
Simon, I have a question. Do you estimate when will you finish all of the document review?
Well, that's a really good question. I think
in July,
I don't think we're going to finish it by Singapore because at the moment there's only three folk who've done document review so far. So of the team, we're running a bit light on in terms of getting through the documents. So I think we'll need to keep going until we've got what we consider to be the most important set of documents reviewed and worked on. So I don't think we'll have it finished by Singapore, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and maybe because there is the list of the documents, but I'm not sure if we should smooth the review procedures. Maybe we should review the one or two documents for every week.
Yeah. Well, I think the intent was certainly, if they're short documents, to get two or three done. If they're longer, I mean, the budget was a sort of 80-page document, so it's taken me best part of a week and a half to review, on and off in between my other jobs. So I think it kind of depends upon what document you're looking at. But absolutely, it doesn't need to be just one every week. If you feel you can do more, then that would be really helpful.
Okay.
Alice, how have you been, and have you been able to take a look at any of the documents?
Yes, I think I shared my views on the AOC. I haven't been able to take on another one, but I will do that now. The next coming week, so I can review another document. So I'll have a look at what hasn't been done yet.
Right.
And I found it also a very interesting exercise and worthwhile. Looking at some of those documents and the background of it. So yes, very useful.
Oh, good. I feel the same way about some of these, actually. These are probably documents I would never have bothered to read had I not been on this team and doing this review. But having read them, I feel I know an awful lot more about how ICANN has been working and what their plans are.
Yes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Alice. My apologies. I've just seen your email. I must have missed that. So thank you for that. I'll get that uploaded. I'll get that uploaded into the wiki.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Great, thank you for that. So how do people feel about picking up some more documents for the next 2 weeks?
Exactly. And I'll be willing to do that. I'm actually looking forward to doing another document. Yeah.
Good, okay, great. Anders and Xiaodong, how do you feel about that?
I try to finish the 7-point D, because not for 7-point D that has four links. I think next week I finish the 7-point D.
Okay, great. Anders, how about you? Do you have any specific documents you'd like to head to next?
Yeah, I thought of two documents. The first one, that's the new document, number 13, U.S. strategy for cyberspace. It's rather interesting, rather short.
Okay.
Could be interesting to summarize. And also document under 5, I can decide plans. I haven't looked at them before, but some of those. Have you the list in front of you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, so that's number five. Yeah, 0.5A to D. Yeah.
I don't know if what.
I think certainly on that. Actually, interestingly, on five, I don't see much point in reviewing both the red line version and the clean version. We should just review the clean version.
That's true.
You know, that will help. I think that's probably true. Wherever there's a later version of a draft document, we should always review the most the latest one, I think, rather than reviewing the draft.
That's true.
Okay. So, Xiaodong, you're going to carry on with 7B. Is that correct?
Yes. I have finished the 7B and 7C and 7D.I.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm just in the process of finishing off 2D, which is the operating plan and budget. That should be in the next couple of days. I'll pick up 3B if that hasn't already been picked up.
Okay. As for me, Alice here. I think I'll wait for you, Simon, because I don't have the documents in front of me. I'll wait for you, Simon, to let me know which one has not been picked up, and I'll be quite pleased to work on that.
Oh, my! Yeah. Oh, great. Fantastic. Sorry, I think 3B has. Anders, you've already done 3B, haven't you?
That's it. That's true.
In which case, I will start. I think what I might do is I might stick it. I might start on 6A on the ESAC documents, because I'm not sure whether Hartmann's going to have the time to contribute at the moment. So I will start on 6A, I think.
Okay, 6A. Mm-hmm.
See where we go from there. Alice, would you like me to send you a suggested one? You still there, Alice? We might have lost Alice. Okay. I mean, is there anything else people want to raise on this call while we're doing this? Or if people are happy just to carry on working on these, then that's great. We need to talk too much more about this particular piece. You're all comfortable?
Yeah. The document that Alejandro disseminated about ENISA, or report about the resilience of internet connection ecosystems from April 2011.
Yeah,
it's a rather interesting document also, where I can have a look at many pages.
Yeah,
I have myself contributed to it.
Regarding
BGP routing, but. So I can have a look at that.
Okay, that would be useful, yeah. It would be really useful.
Could Alice or Alice Jansen put this on the document list?
Sure, will do.
That would be good, actually. Anything added that we get sent, being adding on the bottom would be great.
Yeah.
So another topic that came up, and I'd just be interested to get your thoughts, is the idea of the possibility of having a maybe a week, sometime maybe in the back end of the summer, maybe early autumn, so between Singapore and Senegal, where we might get whoever wanted to get together, we would host in a location, possibly Oxford, or it could be in the US, and have a week trying to work together to get as much work done as possible, where we all work, you know. Effectively, people just get together in one location and work. It certainly wouldn't be compulsory, but if people felt they'd like to take part in that week, I think it could be a useful exercise to get to get through a lot of work and perhaps catch up on tidying up the rest of document reviews and also starting on some of the more detailed analysis. Would any of you be interested in that if that was to happen?
Yeah, I would like to. I have such a meeting where we can work in calmly without stress somewhere. Probably in Europe. Oxford sounds nice. Would it be in September then or something?
I don't know. We haven't. We sort of. We've just. we started to talk about it as an idea rather than as any sort of specific dates. But yes, I would expect we'd try and do it between Singapore and Senegal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be keen for that as well. This is Alice, just rejoined. I'll be keen to do that too.
Okay. I mean, certainly.
Yeah, because I find that when we allocate time during, you know, normal ICANN meetings, it's very, very difficult, especially now when we're all, you know, all over the place with the new GPLD. So I think trying to get a moment where we can all sit down and just go through a lot of this work, I think does make sense, especially considering the timelines that we have.
Yeah. I certainly think it would be, apart from just, it would be nice to be able to work in the same room together and work on documents, and I
yes.
think it would be good. I think we'd certainly get a lot of work done. Xiaodong, how would that feel for you?
I agree.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Well, that's great. I will feed that back to Alejandro and say, look, that, you know, there is, people would be happy. I mean, certainly I think we would be able to host it in Oxford at Nominet and provide, you know, facilities and everything else. So that's definitely an option, but we could, you know, I'm very open to where we do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. How is everybody about Singapore? I presume you're all going to be able to make it to Singapore.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yes.
Good. That'd be really handy. Really useful.
I'll try to do it.
Got you. Okay. Well, I think we've got one more call between now and Singapore, haven't we?
Uh huh. Yes, I think we've got one more call. Yes.
Okay. Well, what I would propose in that case is that we will we carry on with the document review at the. What would be great is if you have any thoughts for specific interview questions you would like to, you know, if there's from the reading you've been doing, any of you, if there's anything comes up in terms of, right, I'd really like to ask the ESSAC about this, or I'd really like to talk to the CCNSO about this, then it'd be really good to contribute those into the team list for which we can then forward on to Alejandro, say, look, these are questions I think we also need to add in. That would be really, really useful.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Okay, so I propose that we carry on with the document reviews and then we catch up again in 2 weeks' time on the call. And what hopefully we'll do within 2 weeks' time is have Alejandro's first go at some interview questions for ICANN. We'll bring those questions, hopefully bring those to the call so we can share those. And then we can start to think about, okay, how exactly... what is the remaining work effort left for us in terms of document review before we go into what we might call the analysis phase of our work? So I think 2 weeks' time will be a useful checkpoint to see see how we're all feeling on that.
Okay.
When you say Alejandro is going to prepare questions for ICANN, do you mean whole ICANN or mean ICANN board?
I mean ICANN Singapore. So the idea was to have this list of questions for the ESSAC, list of questions for RSAC, so forth. Yeah. So I think there's going to be some standard questions. There'll be some standard questions that we'll ask everybody, and then there'll be targeted ones that are specific to individual groups.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Well, has anybody got anything else they want to add into the group now? Otherwise, I would propose that we would close the call early and give people back some time.
No, I have nothing.
Great. Okay, well, listen, thank you all. Thank you all for contributing. Thank you for your documents. They're really, really appreciated. We're definitely making good progress. I know, you know, I think the other teams are impressed by what Team 1 are doing and that people are writing good documents. And I know they're reading our documents, which is really useful. So let me pass on that. Certainly Alejandro's thanks to you all to say, you know, that... for the stuff you've done so far, it's been great, you know. And I look forward to the next few weeks and that list of documents growing that we've been able to analyse. I feel we're making good progress.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And thank you for your leadership too. Thank you. Yeah.
My pleasure. The least I can do. Great. Well, I will see you. I'll speak to you all in 2 weeks' time if we don't speak on email before.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Take care.
Fantastic.
Good holidays. Bye.
Thank you all. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Alice. You still there?
Yes, we are.
Great. Thanks for that. Thanks for catching that. I think probably it was useful to end that call early. I don't think there was much point in running for the whole hour.
Oh, no problem. Okay. No issue.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks again. I guess we'll be in touch on email and as things move, but we'll see how we go in terms of progress.
Okay. Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good day. Good holiday.
See you later. Bye.